Who Will Keep the Way of the Lord? Ellen G. White. The Bible is the guidebook which is to decide the many difficult problems that arise in minds that are selfishly inclined. It is a reflection of the wisdom of God, and not only furnishes great and important principles, but supplies practical lessons for the life and conduct of man toward his fellow man. It gives minute particulars that decide our relation to God and to each other. It is a complete revelation of the attributes and will of God in the person of Jesus Christ, and in it are set forth the obligation of the human agent to render wholehearted service to God and to inquire at every step, "Is this the way of the Lord?" Man is not his own. He has been bought with a price, and what a price! The only begotten Son of God condescended to live a life of humiliation, self-denial, and self-sacrifice, divesting himself of his own majesty and glory as commander of the heavenly courts, that he might bring life and immortality to the human race. He clothed his divinity with humanity and came to a world all seared and marred with the curse, in order to give the human family an example of what humanity may become through Jesus Christ, if they will abide in him. He lived the law of God in human nature, to show that humanity may keep that law through his power. All who desire to share his glory hereafter must share his self-denial and self-sacrifice at every step heavenward. They must represent Christ to the world in the same manner that Christ represented his Father to the world. It is essential for all to practice the lessons given by the great teacher. But many minds work independently of the revealed will of God, as though unconscious that there is an inspired word to regulate their movements and point out the way of the Lord. Changes must be made in human character. For the future safety of his church, God has permitted a condition of things to exist which will develop character. In the providence of God, the Spirit which is a controlling power over each human agent will be made manifest. Only the one who will keep the way of the Lord can be trusted to do the work of the Lord, for he alone will be a faithful steward. The character of Christianity is decidedly practical. Self and selfish ambition has no place in the mind of him who is daily converted to God. Whatever his hereditary or cultivated tendencies may be, the Holy Spirit's molding power on his mind and character leads him into more and still more decided cooperation with the upbuilding of the instrumentalities God has established. Never will he take the side of the power of darkness by striving to weaken and discourage, by seeking to leaven minds with suspicion, distrust, and jealousy. Those who will stand firm as a rock to principle will not become corrupted with the leaven of deception and disaffection. The will of every human being should be under the discipline and control of God, for it is a dangerous element if exercised in selfish schemes. The will of the human agent is not to be given into the control of any other man. When merged into the will of other men, it is misleading. The will of man is safe only when united with the will of God. When merged into the will of God, it is a will joined to conscience, rightly exercised in advancing the honor and glory of God. The Lord has purchased the will, the affections, the mind, the soul, and the strength. Thus, he has taken the whole man. Under the supervision of the divine power, the will is to be cultivated to become strong, prompt, firm. It is not to fail nor become discouraged. God's word sets forth the will that is to be carried into the recesses of the soul. If the human agent consents, God can and will so identify his will with all our thoughts and aims, so blend our hearts and minds into conformity to his word, that when obeying His will, we are only carrying out the impulses of our minds. All such will not possess an unsanctified, selfish disposition, ready to carry out their own wills, but will have a jealous, earnest, determined zeal for the glory of God. They will not want to do anything in their own strength, and will guard strictly against the danger of promoting self. All who would perfect a Christian character must wear the yoke of Christ. If they would sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, they must learn of Him while on this earth. Christ pleased not Himself. The whole of His life was the development of a pure, disinterested benevolence. He assumed human nature to demonstrate to the fallen world, to Satan and his synagogue, to the universe of heaven, to the worlds unfallen, that human nature, united with His divine nature, could become entirely obedient to the law of God. All need to inquire, what must I do to be saved? God requires humble, contrite hearts that tremble at His word. It is only from the divine altar that we can receive the celestial torch, which, when received, will give us a full view of our incompetence and reveal to us the dignity and glory of Christ. When this is seen, God places us under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and it will lead us into all truth. Mrs. E. G. White.